producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Ooh.
Once again, time for another version of America Tonight. Kicking around with our pals from Talk Media News. No one better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, how are you?
I am great, Kate Delaney. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm so happy I'm not living on the East Coast, because I fear that we're never going to be able to find any of our friends in Washington, D.C. or Philadelphia.
Well, they go into panic when it rains.
I'm telling you, I've seen more pictures on Instagram and Twitter of no food in the grocery stores completely.
Sure.
Just everybody has grabbed every piece of meat, every piece of bread. So they're eating meat and bread, and they're talking about what it's going to be like. And, of course, in D.C., commuters, I guess, were on the road for 5 hours on Wednesday night. Oh, that is hair-pulling time.
But I bet you the fundraisers continued. I bet you none of those got canceled.
Yeah. I was going to say that. Have you ever been stuck in gridlock that deep?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, not like that. No, we kind of got out of town before the public.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, so we'll see what happens there. And usually Washington just shuts down quickly. I mean, if it gets really bad, they'll shut it down.
Sure.
How about this deal? I got to ask you about this. How about these senators are saying they don't demote Petraeus? There's a big back and forth about what's going on with General Petraeus, and there's a lot of pushback. John McCain is leading the charge against the Defense Secretary, Ash Carter. I mean, I don't know if this is necessarily unprecedented, but are you surprised by what's going on?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you justify somebody taking, you know, secrets and then passing them on to their girlfriend, you know, in the bedroom. I just don't know how you say, well, that's okay, you know, you didn't mean to do it. He's lucky he doesn't have my old bed in Morgantown, Federal Corrections, okay? So I don't get it. But, you know, a lot of people consider him a hero, and so you're going to have that fight back and forth.
Yeah, and watching this, though, does it make you think of Hillary Clinton when they're talking about all this email stuff, and all I keep reading is, boy, they're getting closer, and there could be an indictment. It's not necessarily all, like, right-slanted either.
Well, you know, there's an issue that's been raised. I don't know if it's been raised publicly, but friends have said to me, look, if Petraeus shared classified information and Hillary Clinton had classified information, you know, and he shared it with his girlfriend, did she share it with Bill Clinton? You know, and if she didn't, they ever prove that. I don't care if it is her husband. That's, you know, pretty bad. But the biggest benefit of Sarah Palin's announcement the other day was Hillary Clinton, because this whole Inspector General statement got buried in the media due to the Sarah Palin announcement on Trump. Because now Hillary Clinton's kind of insinuating that, well, the Inspector General is, you know, kind of after her. But the Inspector General, 99.9% of the time, are not political.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people forget that, right?
They do, because Inspector General doesn't have an axe to grind. I believe, in my heart of hearts, that this was all leaked originally, I think, by, frankly, people in the State Department that didn't like her.
Right, and so they wanted something to happen.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought that, too. I thought that that's got to be some sour grapes, too, as
right.
Well. So we'll see where it goes. And, you know, you brought it up, Palin. What do you make of Palin endorsing Trump? Is that going to help him in any way, shape, or form? And then there's the possibility of, I mean, would he really go to her for a running mate?
No, he won't take her. She won't even be in the cabinet. But, yes, it helped him because it hurt Cruz. Cruz should have had that endorsement. It really, really hurt Cruz. The governor of Iowa, Republicans, bashing Ted Cruz as in the pocket of oil companies. He doesn't like him. This is not good for Ted Cruz, period. But I must say, Sarah Palin really undid some of that endorsement. I don't care what people think of her. It's better she endorsed for Trump than him. He looked painful on the stage, like he didn't want to be there. But on a personal note, she really ruined some effect of this endorsement, because she had a chance to talk about substance abuse, recovery, veterans, and PTSD, and stop enabling her son for his actions. Instead, she tried to blame the White House. That's sad. On a personal level, that's very sad.
Yeah, understand there's some people that would take that a much different way, definitely. You and I have talked about this before, what's going on with Bernie Sanders, and naturally he's going to have big numbers in any kind of polling in New Hampshire. But boy, this ship is sailing. Is there a chance that he'll be more challenging to Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I mean, feel the burn. Look, if I was Bernie Sanders on stage, and I'm not a nice guy, and he is, I know I serve with Bernie, I would have pointed to Hillary Clinton and said, you took $600,000, more than most people in this audience make in a lifetime. Look at them and tell them why you did it. Now, I'd have been quiet. He didn't do that. Eventually, he's got to get aggressive, because look, she's getting aggressive on him. He's not for health care and things. And so, you know, Bernie's a nice guy, but I've got to tell you, even though he didn't go after the jugular vein, he's got the most amount of singular money raised in the history of this country of individuals, and he's got some people out there that are just loyal to him, so this is far from done.
Yeah, yeah. And so I guess with Clinton, she's going to need some endorsements, and I saw a great headline today, Clinton calling in the heavy hitter. She's going to need that, isn't she?
She has to. Yeah. And Jeb Bush is trying to do that, and he's done. She still has a chance, but she's got to call in every single human being she's ever met.
Yeah, wow. Wow, so interesting. You know, the other thing here is what's happening with this refugee bill. Have you seen this, that the refugee bill is pretty much stalled in the Senate? There's this whole battle over what they're calling the Trump Amendment, and Republicans just ripped that whole idea of putting Trump on it. I mean, how crazy is that? He's running for president, and now he suddenly is kind of appearing with this amendment. It's not his amendment, but just the fact that it's being called that.
Right, and then the Democratic side held it up. Now, of course, they're holding their breath because if some refugee does something, they're going to get blamed. So a lot of presidential politics has entered into this whole refugee situation. And the truth of the refugee matter right now is that we put them through amazing screening as it is. Can one of them slip through? Sure. I mean, I don't know any other way, you know, you can look at it.
Yeah, and is it one of those things where, I mean, if we all knew there was a 100% way to guarantee that, of course, Republican, Democrat, whatever, who is going to, you know, say anything different to the effect of that?
Right.
Do you think, and because we've talked about so much this, obviously, along the way, what's been going on campaigning-wise, do you think this translates, because I think the saddest thing is that we don't have, you know, big numbers of people going out to vote. Do you think that we'll have more people vote this time around?
You know, I debated that yesterday with somebody. I think people aren't going to be revved up as much. You know, if Hillary Clinton's the nominee and she's not nice to Bernie Sanders, his people aren't going to just say, oh, I'm so afraid of Trump or whoever. This could work in reverse where people just say, whoa, I don't like anybody.
And just say, why even vote, not go out, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it could happen. I don't think it's going to have the Obama fever that you had of people getting out there to vote.
Yeah, as somebody who ran, you know, you had to campaign so much of your life.
Sure.
Do you think there should be a different way to do this? Should we do it on a weekend?
Oh, no, what I think we should do is do away with this nonsense of Super Tuesday, New Hampshire, Vermont, you know, Iowa. Do away with all of it. Have one national primary voting day, just like we do in the general election. It'll stop all this nonsense of, well, Hillary Clinton didn't win Iowa, and then people give money to Bernie Sanders or Ted Cruz or, you know, whatever. And I think a national one-day primary would really change the face of politics, just like we have a national general.
Oh, I like it. I think it's a great idea. All right, I'm pushing for that.
Give everybody a chance.
Yeah, what do you think out there? 855-266-5283. Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Lord, Mr. Rhythm, raise up your voice and vote for Mr. Rhythm, the people's choice. You'll be happy with them.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Again, it's time for another Tape on the Road, taking you to unexpected places. Who knows where we'll end up this year? And a big reminder to go and check out our site. I'll tell you again, but go to KateOnTheRoad.com. We've taken this show to so many fabulous places, whether it's Grenada, which was absolutely amazing, a place that I wouldn't have thought, frankly, of going to, and met some incredible people from St. George's University on down and saw some amazing sights in Grenada, an island that seemed like it was the biggest island I've been on is the best way to describe it. And we, of course, have taken the show to Ecuador, and we've taken the show to Taos, New Mexico. We've taken the show all over Tampa. Just were in Tampa, in fact, to a cool place. As you know, in our last episodes, we were at Ybor City, and that is the cigar capital of the world, and watched as the people rolled cigars, and it was pretty incredible to actually see that and know that you have to have a certificate in cigar rolling. I don't think I would have done very well. It seems like it'd be easy, and just on trying it, I wasn't so good at it. I'm just saying. So there's many cool places that we're going to go here in the United States and, of course, beyond our borders, too. You can help get us there. Go check at KateOnTheRoad.com and suggest it to people that you know far and wide. On that note, one of the cool things that social media has done is there is a thing called Pinterest. Raise your hand if you know what Pinterest is. You see the P and it's white and it's got the red around it, and you click on it and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just a huge phenomenon. A lot of people use it to pin all kinds of things, and it's a way to show information. And travel naturally pops up a lot on the Pinterest site. And, of course, one of the most pinned places on the planet. You know, people dream, apparently, a lot of going to Italy. And naturally, when you see the postcard, picturesque, beautiful places that you can go and spend the day, or spend the day in one city and then go to another city. And I mean, I don't know how you, if you could do Italy in a month, I think it would be amazing. And then you probably still wouldn't be able to see everything if you think of Florence and think of Rome and then think of the Amalfi Coast. And speaking of the Amalfi Coast, the buildings on the cliffs along the Amalfi Coast, one of the most pin things you'll ever see, meaning people take pictures or see pictures of it and they put it up on Pinterest and dream of going there as one of the prime destinations. And I've never been to the Amalfi Coast. And I have to tell you, we are absolutely chomping at the bit to take America tonight to Italy and to make that a realization. And who knows, maybe some of you will get the chance to do that as well. In the United States, also not a surprise that our biggest city, New York City, would be pinned a ton because there are so many sights to see and so many places that you can take pictures of and that are photographed all the time, from the Empire State Building to Lady Liberty on down, or to things that are happening in the city, whether you're visiting a museum or you're in Central Park. A lot of New York City ends up being pinned. And I think people get a chance to go to New York City. So if you've never been there, I know some of you say, oh, New York City, why would I want to go there? It's not what you think. If you're thinking it's just this worst place on the planet, there's really cool treasures that we have in the United States to see. But I think it's more realistic, obviously, to get yourself from wherever you're listening to me to eventually to go to New York for a trip, and much cheaper than going to the Amalfi Coast in Italy. But it shows you that really number one posts are from Italy. So I think that's, when we talk about going overseas, that's a place people constantly mention. And New York in the United States is one of the most mentioned. For people in other places too, in other countries, to come to the U.S., they pin photographs of New York a lot. Another place that is often seen on this social media site, according to statistics, because we did some research on this, is where I'm getting this from, is Reykjavik, Iceland. And, you know, that would be on my list. It's a whale-watching place. They say it's a great place to hang out. It's got the beautiful buildings, you know, the people's homes that are all the different colors. It's picturesque when you look at it. It's probably freezing, but it's about whale-watching and the beauty of Reykjavik. But it cannot be easy to get there from here. For some of you, perhaps, where you're listening to me, it might be a little bit easier, but I'm thinking it's a bit of a trip. I know some people that have gone there and they have nothing but incredible things to say about Iceland. And high on so many lists, New Zealand, even over Australia. And it's supposed to be the best place, some of the best scuba diving ever, with all the different colored fish and whatnot, and just an incredible place to go and visit is New Zealand. Specifically, people pin Milford Sound in the Foreland National Park in New Zealand. I think I'm saying that correctly. Just water everywhere. You take cruises and you know, take a cruise around the sound, or people kayak there a lot. There's a lot of kayaking that goes on in that area of New Zealand. And I'm kind of bouncing around, but there are places, and I'll tell you, you see these pins, and you think, boy, I'd love to go there too. You see also Cape Town, South Africa. Boy, and seeing that from the sky, wouldn't that be something? Mountains and beaches, and now it's pretty safe there, different than it was in the past. In Norway, there's some beautiful pictures and places in Norway to go, and that's a heavily pinned place as well. Back in the United States, New Orleans makes the top 10, Mardi Gras, or just the beautiful cemeteries, whether you're down in the, down in the French Quarter, but lots and lots of pictures and lots of postcards of New Orleans. And if we bounce back around out of the United States, and again, if you go to Pinterest, you'll see these, what I'm talking about, some of these places that have been pinned. Lisbon, Portugal makes the list. And again, it has that beautiful town. It's historic. It's got the different colors like I'm talking about in some of the other places I mentioned. So the pictures are incredible. Boy, doesn't that make you want to travel? Ooh, it certainly does. On that note, we turn to our Kate on the Road correspondent, Bob Phillips, for more. Take it away, Bob.
Hi, Kate. Well, it's a known fact that people love going on a long weekend getaway. And the Huffington Post recently came out with a list of America's best small towns for a perfect long weekend trip. The town that showed up number one on the list is Fredericksburg, Texas. Located not far from Austin, this small town with German roots boasts charming bed and breakfast, dozens of cool shops, and proximity to some of the best wine tasting in Texas. Fredericksburg is one of the most popular towns in the Texas Hill Country, and much of this quaint town shows strong German influences and culture. Since 1970, Fredericksburg's historic district has been considered part of the National Register of Historic Places in Texas. Visitors will discover a large selection of picturesque shops, antique stores, and museums, including the National Museum of the Pacific War, which, according to Mark Yost of the Wall Street Journal, is perhaps the most comprehensive, well-organized, and informative military museums he has ever seen. With their blooming bluebonnets in the springtime, this Texas city can't be beat. Southern charm sweeps you off your feet, and everyone is guaranteed a good time with all their seasonal events. And you can do your taste buds a favor and check out the Hill Country Wine and Music Festival in April or the start of peach season in late May. And to top it off, Fredericksburg has over 400 bed and breakfast, guest houses, inns, and guest ranches. It is the unofficial capital of eclectic lodging in Texas. So whether folks are visiting on a honeymoon, a girl's retreat, or a couple's romantic celebration, Fredericksburg, Texas is the place for a long weekend getaway. Back to you, Kate.
Just a reminder, as I said at the top, you can check us out at kateontheroad.com. As I mentioned, who knows where the show will go in 2016. One of the beauties of doing this show and being afforded the opportunity to just kind of travel and go with the way you can do things now in broadcasting, we've been able to take you to places where I'm literally sitting there staring out, looking at whales in the background, which is phenomenal. And we did that in Hawaii when we took the show. We've taken the show twice to Maui, and that was always a place that I wanted to go. That was always a place that was on my list because my mother had talked about going there so much. But I'll tell you, just as I bring this back around again, one place I haven't been that a lot of my friends have been, and some of you even live not too far away from this, is Glacier National Park in Montana. That would be my place. Send me your thoughts on where you'd like to go, and do that at kateontheroad.com. I want to see where everybody wants to go, and who knows, like I said, we may pop up there someday soon. Go to kateontheroad.com.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I think that it could be, you know, disastrous for a lot of people trying to get out of town. I know if you look at the lines, I'm not the only one who is trying to get out a little bit early.
Yeah, pretty much that's what was being echoed around the East Coast because of Snowmageddon. For the rest of us who don't live in snowy places, sometimes doesn't make you go, I like snow, but I do not like having to dig out of it. So I'm going to say I feel good that I'm not with the rest of my family stuck in that situation. How about that? All right, so as we motor along, I mentioned I was going to talk about what's been happening with what's been happening with ISIS and the latest claims and sadly ratcheting up the violence, but this is normal for this group, of course, right? They're leveling the playing field however they can by destroying seemingly whatever gets in their path, is trying to cut a swath and get as much territory as they can. And that's what's continued to go on. Every time they take a step backwards and get knocked back, somehow they come back bigger with a vengeance because of recruiting efforts and whatnot. But anyway, here's the scoop. ISIS, in trying to get that territory in Iraq and Syria, they might have, as the U.S. Air Force is saying, because they put out a release today and I read it, they might have inadvertently saved the A-10 Thunderbolt. Remember the Thunderbolts, the Warthogs They were designed for close air support for ground troops, and they've got the I just saw this I actually saw one in a museum. They have the Gatling gun, right? And the pilot is protected from the ground fire because there's that titanium armor, and the plane's fuel cells are self-sealing in case they get fired upon, in case of puncture, basically. So check this out. The Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force, guy named Dr. General David Goldfin, is saying that the rise of ISIS and this campaign in the air, because that's what we're doing to fight ISIS, has prompted them to reconsider to plans to retire those A-10s, because you have to go back to the 70s, 1975 for that plane. So the version of the F-35 will replace the A-10 Thunderbolts, but the new jets are coming online, and the A-10s, of course, are battle-tested. And they've seen combat in Iraq and Afghanistan and recently in Syria. So that the decision to retire them now is kind of being put on the burner, front burner of, you know what, if because of this resurgence, maybe this is what we need to, maybe this is what where we need to go. And I thought this was wild. And because I come from a family where they're talking about planes, and, we've got pilots that have been on, and we talk a lot about it. It's wild to see that after this Pentagon report, they were talking about that they were being retired, the Warthogs. Now all of a sudden, it's part of the Pentagon budget request that was going to be submitted into Congress that wouldn't be part of it, because that was going to be part of the budget. This is, hey, they're out, it's that, boom. Now they're talking about, let's just push back on it. And I love it. I love that they're doing that. And it caught the eye of McCain, of course, John McCain, who said, because that's his role, he's the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, so any of those Pentagon requests and budgets and all that goes across there. And he said he loves that the Air Force has decided to keep the A-10 flying through 2017, because that way you've got that close air support for these missions all over the place because of how low they can get. I love it, too. It is such a smart move. For as much as we are constantly kicking what is going on in the Pentagon and how we miss opportunities, I love the fact that they haven't missed an opportunity here. So that might not be what's the buzz of what you're talking about with your neighbor, but I think it's cool. And I've seen some of these Warthogs, I said, in the past, and I love it because, you go back and think about what they've used them for and how they can skim hillsides and any type of weather and just punish anything on the ground with that Gatling gun. It's 7 barrels, 30 millimeters. It's unbelievable. Fires depleted uranium bullets at 3,900 rounds a minute, and that's exactly what you need to eliminate those cockroaches because of what they're doing to people, and they've just ramped it up even more. So, smart move. I'm going to say, game on. Love it that the boys at the Pentagon are not doing that, because normally it goes through, maybe there's some conversations, but it's a miss. Because, hey, why are they retiring? They could have absolutely kept them in play. Here's something that has not gone away for the Clintons. It's this whole email thing. The Clinton emails are so secret that some lawmakers apparently haven't even been able to read them. There's a new tactic to deflect some of this scrutiny of the server. And these emails, went, as we've already talked about, have gone way beyond top secret. I mean, it's bad stuff that could bring Clinton down, because now we're starting to see some of those signs that are out there surfacing. Bernie Sanders is getting more juice in Iowa, and of course he would in New Hampshire, but he's getting more of that. And if they're, if the State Department can't read them without fulfilling security requirements, that's not good. That's just another sign that perhaps the handwriting may be on the wall, and it would take a lot to have this happen. I'm going to emphasize that again, because deep down, I think, you know, the Clintons are lawyers, and the people around the Clintons know how to maneuver around this, but here's the deal. You're bringing down Petraeus for classified documents revealed to a girlfriend. How do you not go after the Secretary of State if you absolutely, unequivocally have the goods? And that's the key, and we don't know that for sure. And let me tell you, I have pushed so hard, like a pinata, like I'm propping open a pinata, and all of the sources that I have, and there is definitely talk of this might be something that cannot be overcome. Might be. I still say we see. If they can trace it 100%, if they can say that this wasn't just a normal document, and it really is that top-level SAP intelligence. Because you have to think about this. Who handles that intelligence in the emails? Who had to sign non-disclosure agreements, even though they have high levels of clearance, because you always have to sign non-disclosures. So whose signatures are there? Now, Hillary Clinton is saying that the latest finding doesn't change anything, and saying that this is all about politics, that this is, you know, innocuous, that this is ridiculous, and that this is just another effort to inject it into the campaign. And you know, pretty much what Hillary Clinton has said, her reaction to this is, I'm just going to leave it up to the professionals at the Justice Department, because nothing that this says changes the fact that I never sent or received material marked classified. But despite saying that, if the content that is classified, the markings of the document, is that what it was? So there's a problem. Warnings from the State Department, IT employees, and others that she should be using a government account was one thing, too. So unwittingly knowing it, if she was warned a ton of times about why are we not, we need to be using a secure account, well, right there's a breadcrumb that leads to bigger things. And you would have to think, it's what I said before, how could there not be people around her that would have just said, listen, Mrs. Clinton, listen, Secretary, it would seem that it would be easier to use your own personal BlackBerry, your own computers, your own whatever, but we can't do that for these various reasons. What happens if we get in a pinch and documents are sent to you and blah, blah, blah? But that would take a good gatekeeper and someone who could stand up to a strong personality. And personally, that's what I think may have happened here. Just no big deal. No big deal. We're not doing anything against the law, so we'll just, I mean, it's not a problem. Why are we worrying about this? I answer my emails. I'm careful. I'm not doing that. That's not happening. And when you're thinking that way, that's when there is the soft underbelly. And so that might be what's happening here. They're ramping it up. They're definitely ramping up the possibility of charges, let's say that. But it goes back to, you have to be able to connect the dots specifically. And lawyering and loopholes, I don't know if they can find one in this case. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if it happens or not. I mean, what do you think? What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up, reaction from the White House on Sarah Palin blaming Obama for what happened with her son and this domestic violence that's happened, and PTSD. Sarah Palin talking about it the other day as she was stumping for Trump. So the White House decided that they had something to say about it. You're going to hear that coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
America Tonight, in our virtual green room, if you will, is Henry Olson, one of the authors of a book called Four Faces of the Republican Party, The Fight for the 2016 Presidential Nomination. And in the book, they talk about why Ted Cruz can't win without winning over the Republican establishment. Henry, first of all, welcome to the show. And why can't Ted Cruz without winning over the establishment?
Because the way the Republican Party electorate is formed, there aren't enough people in his voter bases, the hardcore conservatives of both religious and secular background, to prevail. The key faction is the group of people who tend to like Republicans like John Boehner. They're the largest faction in the Republican Party, and he simply can't get a majority unless he wins at least plurality among those voters.
Yeah, and now with Palin endorsing Donald Trump, does that, you know, everybody's talking about the effect of Palin. Does that have a big effect on Cruz?
Well, you know, it could. We don't know how much Palin's credibility has sustained itself over the last couple of years, but he is strongest in among the secular Tea Party, very conservative types. That is one of the bases for Ted Cruz. If he were able to swing a few percentage points away from Cruz to Trump, that could derail his candidacy.
So Trump, let's say Cruz listens to this. What does Cruz need to do to change that? Is there something he can do?
Well, I mean, the first thing Cruz has to do is to be able to hold on to his base. His base is the very conservative evangelical who focuses on social issues, who focuses on the role of religion in public life. And he has his second base among the Tea Party types, the very conservative seculars who focus on constitutional government and opposition to Obama. That's the group that Palin probably has most sway in, and he has to be able to continue to hold himself out as the single best choice despite Palin's endorsement, in part by pointing out the many apostasies that Trump has for those voters on a various number of issues.
Yeah, and you say, Henry, you know, you really talk about this in narrowing it down. This, there's been success when you align yourself with the two very conservative factions, because those two conservative factions, let's face it, right, they nominated George W. Bush.
Well, they nominated George W. Bush, but George W. Bush needed a plurality in the early races and then a majority in the one-on-one with McCain among what we'll call the Boehner conservatives, that he won the very conservative block 3-1 or 4-1 in the later races. But in states where he lost the Boehner conservatives to McCain, he lost the state because they're the largest faction. So Cruz needs both. He needs to win the very conservative bloc, the Tea Party and the social conservatives, by huge numbers. But then he needs to win a plurality and then ultimately a majority among the third group of conservatives, the soft conservatives, the Boehner conservatives, if he's going to replicate George W. Bush's victory.
We're speaking with Henry Olson. He is one of the authors of a new book, Four Faces of the Republican Party, The Fight for the 2016 Presidential Nomination. So what about the other candidates? I mean, if it wasn't Cruz and if it's not Trump, then who is it?
Well, then if it's not one of them, it would be somebody who puts together the classic winning coalition, which is the moderates, who are about 25-30% of the party and are really important in the delegate-rich blue states in the Northeast and the West, and the majority of the somewhat conservative. That's the coalition that nominated Dole. That's the coalition that nominated McCain. That's the coalition that nominated Romney. If neither Trump nor Cruz is able to pull it off, it's going to be because those two groups got together again.
Yeah, wow, it's going to be interesting. What is your, you know, as somebody who's obviously in the middle of this, what does your gut tell you? Is this going to be a fight to the finish?
My gut tells me this is going to be the longest GOP nomination fight since 1976. I think whether it's Trump versus Cruz or if Trump alters and it becomes a more classic Cruz versus the Dole-Romney alliance, that it'll go all the way to California on Tuesday.
Wow. How can people pick up a copy of your book?
You can go to paulgrave.com. It's available in ebook or in hardcover version. And paulgrave.com, search for Four Faces of the Republican Party, and you'll be able to find the book.
All right, Henry, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so interesting stuff, actually, from Henry. I wanted you to hear him because this is the meat of it, and this is what the book talks about. I know some of you are sitting there thinking, oh, it's Trump or it's, you know, who it is. And you heard him say that this could be the most interesting GOP run, or the longest, since 1976. And I agree with that. I think this is not going to be over till it's over, which sounds like a Yogiism, and it is, because of the reasons that he just mentioned. Who is the candidate that's got the winning coalition? Because you still have to have those moderates, but yet you've got to have the super ultra conservatives. You have to have the Tea Party. And that's why when Cruz made the turn, and there was some conversation about Cruz, that a lot of people felt that, boy, he's in, absolutely in the running, because he may be a guy who went to Harvard who can do that, who can somehow pull in those moderates too, and the evangelicals, and every other piece of the Republican pie enough that it makes for the winning combination or coalition that puts him over the top. You know, you see, they're somewhat conservatives, are about 35-40% of the GOP, and they're actually the only faction that has backed every Republican nominee in the last four election cycles. Did you know that? they aligned with, when they aligned with moderates, they nominated, as he mentioned, they nominated Bob Dole, John McCain, Mitt Romney. When they allied with the two very conservative factions, they nominated, as I mentioned, George W. Bush. So it's a tough challenge for Cruz. It's a tough challenge for everybody else that's running to be the presidential nominee for the Republicans. And how interesting, and we've already talked about this, is this going to be, as we move along here in Iowa and New Hampshire, et cetera, and then you think of the what Bob Ney said when I asked about the campaign, if you missed it, and he came on and joined us at the top of the first hour, and we talked about what would get more people out to vote. And he said that he thought if it was like the general election, let's do away with all these Iowa, South Carolina, and that the Democrats and the Republicans have a primary day, and people go out on the primary day, and that's it. And then, boom, just like the general election. And it is intriguing, and other people have suggested that would be a way to get more people to vote, because they, you know, then it's not this long process of dragging it out through what the various states are saying and then trying to make sense of that. And there's just this constant running. But here's the deal. In Iowa, in South Carolina, in New Hampshire, and, you know, pick some of the big places, but definitely those places, and especially Iowa and New Hampshire, a ton of money is spent on advertising, on political advertising, radio stations, newspapers, television ads, all that money pumped into those different entities in those various ways, it's doled out to different cities. Oh, that's a big business. Political ads represent a big chunk of cash. There would be some blowback on the other side, on the commercialization side, I'll call it, of the whole, you know, how much would be blown away from different pockets if that were to happen. It's in the interest of media buyers to have this system the way it is. It's kind of like in college football, the bowls can cost universities, but if it's big enough, it still is feeding some money into the coffers of the various universities. I mean, it's getting smaller and smaller, but to use a kind of a wild analogy, it's like that. So it wouldn't behoove the people in these various areas to have that happen, because they want the political ad dollars. So I don't see that changing anytime soon. But boy, it would make it interesting, because this idea that you have to have $1 billion to run for president could change. You know, that you'd have $1 billion, maybe not, because you'd only have the primaries and you'd have the general election. So, yes, there would be massive ad buying, but it would be more concentrated, let's put it that way. I don't know, just an interesting idea to mull over. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.